But you should know, Chaya b'simcha, his mechuyve mitzvah simcha. Shrashi l'smoyach b'chag, d'siv v'samachta b'chagecha. For a minute of kamon, the simcha b'shlamim. Then what is the mitzvah simcha? Bizman we had the Beis HaMikdash, that's to bring a korban shlamim. Lechol es habosor, v'yafinu lo mivavzavachto shlamim, v'yachalto shom. V'samachto, kamen porach, manshino linyan riyah the potter, linyan simcha the mechayim. Not the Gemara Sugya is. How come a person that can talk and can't hear, how come he's mechuyev in all mitzvahs, just the mitzvah is potter? That's the Gemara Sugya is. Finally, then, so the yeshayno loy shemeyev loy medaber. But if you have a person that both can't hear and can't talk, then you have the same halacha like v'shoyte v'katin is p'tur and af min asimcha. So a potter even with the mitzvah simchas a regel. Why? Hayelu p'turim mikol mitzvah samur b'tayra. Because the potter in all mitzvah samur b'tayra. So now the Gemara is like, Maishno linyan riya de p'tiri, or Maishno linyan simcha de mechayvi. How come somebody that could talk and can't hear, or could hear and can't talk, how come for riya is potter, but simcha is chayiv? So where it says, linyan riya, goma riya riya mahakil. And again, to the mitzvah oily regu, we learn now from the mitzvah's hakil. So mitzvah's hakil, the whole Christ got together to hear the kriya satara from the melech. So it says, hakil es om, hu anoshim, vi anoshim vi atah. And it says over there by the mitzvah hakel, "Bebok or Yisrael lirois." Everybody has to come to see. So for the Mara of Hossam in Nolan, even there by Ria, but by hakel, how do we know that a person that can't talk or can't hear is potter? It says over there, "Laman Yishmu or Laman Yilmudu." They have to be able to hear and able to learn. V'tanya, "Laman Yishmu." Who has the mitzvah of hakel to come to hear the kriyas haterev from the melech? Only someone that can hear. That means krat lemedaber v'yena shemeya. Even somebody could talk, but if he can't hear, he's potter for mitzvah hakel. Then the potter says, "Laman yilmadu prat l'shemeyav yena medaber." Somebody that can hear, but if he can't talk, he's also potter for mitzvah hakel. Yeah. Rashi says, "Riya mehakel d'chsiv pashas hakel bevoi kol yisrael lerois or pashas hakel a melech hoyekarev mishnah torah biazara bechol moitzoy shmita on sukkis." At the end of Shemitah, every seventh year, the end of Shemitah is the Sukkot, at the beginning of the eighth year, the Melech used to read the Pashas Devarim. The end of the seventh year, there's a special mitzvah, the whole clients want to get together, and the Melech would read the Torah there. So there we dash in Pratla Shemir Ben Medaber. Hashtar Mashmer Shein Zer Roy Lumit. A person that can hear and can't talk, he's not right to teach, to learn. Therefore, we learn out that he's Potter. So Moshe says, "Lameim, now you want to tell me now, tichiloi mishtoi, somebody that can't talk, loy gomer can't learn? Is that true?" But the pasuk says, "Laman yumadu, you have to learn." Because it doesn't say you have to teach to others; it says you have to learn. So what's wrong if you can't talk? Why can't you learn? As long as you can hear lechura, you could learn. So how do we see from the word "laman yumadu" means that you can't talk? So lameim, you want to tell me, tichiloi mishtoi, somebody that can't talk, loy gomer can't learn? For hanu trei yumi, there were two people that can't talk. That any time Rebbe came into the Beis HaMedrash to say a shir, they would also be sitting there. They would need the head, in other words, they would follow the shir, they learned very good. And they were like mamisha moving their lips. In other words, even though they can't talk, they followed, they learned very good. So you see, somebody that could hear, even though he can't talk, he could learn good. And Rebbe was nespala for these two people, and they got better. And once they were able to talk, Rebbe saw that they knew everything. They knew mamish, kol ashas, and hilchasa, sifro, sifri. You see, clearly a person that can't talk, he can still learn. It doesn't stop you learning, the fact you can't talk. So we're like this. Don't read only Laman Yilmadu.
What's the Aleph for you? It should be...
Laman Yilamedu, it should be. You should read it Laman Yilamedu. In other words, you have to be able to teach others. So a person that can't talk, he can't teach others. That's why he's potter from Riya. That's the way you have to read the verse says Yumadu, but we have to dash the means Laman Yilamedu. You have to be able to teach others. Ravashi Yoma Vade Laman Yumaduhu. No, the apostle says, no, it looks like this, he's masking. Vade apostle means Laman Yelamedu. He has to be able to teach others. The Isagodait Laman Yumadu, the Chibund Loy Mishtoy Le Gomar, and Stam, because he can't talk, he can't learn, the Chibund Loy Shama Le Gomar, Homa Laman Yishmud Nafka. That's really enough from the point you can't hear. Hello, Vade Laman Yelamedu. Havad of Shan, this pasuk means that you have to be able to teach to others. So, if you can't hear, that's from the pasuk lo yishmu. Because even though you can't hear, but if you could talk, you could teach others. What's the meaning from the pasuk laman yilamedu? It means you have to be able to talk. You have to be able to teach others. So, here we see someone that can't teach others. He's part of a mitzvah hakel, and we have a hekish. Whoever is mechuyev a mitzvah hakel is mechuyev a mitzvah riyah. No, whoever, but whoever is potter for mitzvah hakel is potter for mitzvah riyah. So therefore, no, this person that can't talk or else they can't hear, he's potter for mitzvahs or the regel. Yeah. All right, stop here. You're holding Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. I'm going to start again. The start of the Gemara, I'm going to start again. Shavuos Maishna Linyan Simcha de Mechayvei, and Linyan Ri, Maishna Linyan Riyah de Ptiri, or Maishna Linyan Simcha de Mechayvei. The Shaila was, again, a Shoita. We're talking about a Cheresh now. Cheresh means somebody that can't hear, or else they can't talk. So he says, for mitzvah, simcha, samatvich, gecha, kala Torah, they're mechuyev in the mitzvahs. As long as they could do one, either hear or else talk, they're mechuyev in mitzvahs. Ma'ashen came for mitzvahs, oilus riyam, to come to the Beis HaMikdash, that's a potter. The question is why? So Gemara said, goma riyam riyam mehakil. We learn that mitzvahs, oilu regal, from the mitzvahs of hakil, that there's a mitzvah every moitsoy shmitah, shviyas, the whole Klai Yisrael has come together to hear the Kriyas HaTorah from the Melech. So it says over there, HaKel Esom HuAnoshim VeHanoshim Yataf. Everybody has to come together, the men, the women, and the children. Uksiv, it says in the same parasha over there, Bevoi Kol Yisrael Lirois. So you all come together, turn the regal. So it says, the Inyan of Oilu Regal, next to the Inyan of HaKel, the mitzvah of coming together to hear the Kriyas HaTorah from the Melech. So Gemara says, V'hosu Minolam, how do we know over there by the Kriyas of Hakil that if you're a Cheresh, that you can't hear, or else that you can't talk, that you're potter from the mitzvah? How do we know it there? It says over there, the mitzvah's Hakil is Laman Yishmu or Laman Yilmudu. It should all come up to Eretz Yisrael, to the Beis HaMikdash, to hear the Melech read Pasha's Devarim, and it says Laman Yishmu, you should be able to hear, or Laman Yilmudu, you should be able to learn. V'tanya, we learned like this. Laman Yishmu. That's what means you have to be able to hear. That means Prat Lamidab of Yena Shemeya. Somebody that could talk, but he can't hear, he's deaf, he's Potter from the Mitzvah's Hakil. That he does not have to come on Moitsoy Shemitah, on the end of Sukkis, to come up to hear the Kriyas HaTorah from the Melech. He's Potter from the Mitzvah. So we have a Hekish, just like he's Potter from the Mitzvah's Hakil, who are then he's Potter from the Mitzvah's Early Regal. A person that can't hear does not have the chiyuv on the Gimel Regalim to come up to the Beis HaMikdash. Then the pasuk says, Laman Yilmadu, you have to be able to learn. So, Prat L'Shemei Yevyeinu Medaber. If somebody can hear, but he can't talk, since he can't talk, we learn with the Havaminer is, he can't learn. Somebody that can't talk can't learn. So he's not called Laman Yilmadu. So Gemara says, that true? L'Meimer, you want to tell me, T'chiloi Mishtoi, somebody that can't talk, even though he could hear, but if he can't talk, legomar, the person can't learn Torah. For Hanua Tre Ilmi, there were two people that were speechless, couldn't talk. Tebe Bishravusai the Rebbe, they were in the neighborhood of Rebbe, used to come to Rebbe's yeshiva. Who are these two people? Bnei Brate the Rebbe Yechanan ben Gudgana, they were the children of the daughter of Rebbe Yechanan ben Gudgana. The Yamrilo, and some say, Bnei Achte the Rebbe Yechanan. They were the sons of the sister of Rabbi Yechanan. These two sons were both ilmin. They couldn't talk. Now the maisa was to chol emes deviayu Rabbi. Anytime Rabbi used to come lebei midrash into the Beis HaMedrash to give a shia to learn Torah, heavy ailu, these two people, these two children that were speechless, they used to also come in to hear the shir. The yasvi kamayu, they would sit in front of Rabbi. Now, they were able to listen. They heard the shir. They understood it very good. And when I did, you still move the heads, like to shake, like yes, no. And they used to even move the, used to move their lips also. They used to move their lips as if to say, we're mamish following the shir. So Mora says, the ma'isa was, Uboyi Rebbe Rachmilayu. Rebbe had rachmonis on them. Rebbe was mispalo that they should become well, they should be able to talk. The yisusu, and they became well. The ishtakach, the yimiri, hilchasa. Now that they were able to talk, we saw that they knew Hilchasa, Visifra, Visifri, Vakula Ashas. In other words, even though before when they were speechless they couldn't talk, but since they were able to hear, they were able to learn. So how could you tell me now what the Pasuk says by Mitzvah Hakil, Laman Yilmudu? You have to be able to learn. That means that somebody that can't talk is Potter from the Mitzvah Hakil. Why is he Potter? Even though you can't talk, as long as you could hear, you could learn. So the chur, a person that can't talk but he could hear, he should have a chiyuv to go to Hakil, to Laman Yilmudu, to learn. So Gemara answers like this, Ama Mazutra Kori Be Laman Yilamedu. The Yud Lamed Mem Dalavov, don't read it Yilmudu, you should come to learn, but rather Yilamedu, like the Bach says. You should read it Yilamedu. You have to come in order to be able to teach Tavis. And to teach Tavis, if you can't talk, you can't teach Tavis. That's pshat, laman yilamedu means, somebody that could teach others has the chiyuv to come to Mitzvah Hakil. But if you can't, if you're speechless, you can't talk, you can't teach others, you're potter for Mitzvah Hakil. Therefore, the hekish, you're also potter for Mitzvah Ria. Here comes the gimel regolim, you don't have a chiyuv to be on a regol since you can't talk. Rav Ashi says, vadai laman yilamedu hu. Rav Ashi agrees to this drosha. For sure, when the Pasuk says, Laman Yilmudu, it doesn't really mean Yilmudu to learn, it means Yilamedu, you have to be able to teach others. Why? As if you're going to think, Laman Yilmudu, all the Pasuk means, who has the chiyuv to come to Mitzvah Hakel? If you could learn, so Laman Yilmudu, V'chivun D'loy Nishtoy, and you want to tell me, then the pshat is, that if you can't talk, Loy Gomar, you can't learn. Now, v'chivon d'loy shomar, since you can't hear, loy gomer, you also can't learn. If so, hay milaman yishmu nafka. You learn both of the mouth from the word laman yishmu. Laman yishmu means you have to be able to hear. Rashi says, because of these sagadaitach, milaman yilmudu, hu demash malay. If you want to select the half a minute before, that the Pasuk Yilmudu means you have to be able to learn. So it's saying if a person can't talk, he can't learn. If that would be the pshat, Rashi says, Anan Sadid Legomer. Somebody that can't hear, can't learn. Now, V'chivon de Tanan, Laman Yishmu, once we learned the first Pasuk Laman Yishmu, who has the Mitzvah Hakil? Only somebody that can hear. So what does that mean to hear? It also means you have to be able to learn. And since you can't hear, you can't learn, that's why you potter. So prat limedava v'yena shemeya. From the word of Laman Yishmu, you have to be able to hear. We know somebody that could talk, but he can't hear, he's potter. Now, v'yanan sadi, we know the time of what's the reason. Why does the Torah say Laman Yishmu, you have to be able to hear? The reason is, mishum d'loy gomer, because somebody that can't hear, can't learn. That's the reason why. He doesn't understand what you say in front of him. So all this we know from the word Laman Yishmu. Laman Yishmu means you have to be able to hear. For what purpose? Why? Because you have to be able to learn. So if the Pasuk Laman Yishmu is teaching us you have to be able to learn, so the Pasuk says Laman Yilmudu, if it means also that you have to be able to learn, so you know both of it from the word Laman Yishmu. What do I have to have the second word Laman Yilmudu for? If it means somebody that can hear and can't talk. Since you're telling me now, you have told the Svara that somebody that can't talk can't learn. If this person can't learn, we know it from the first pasuk, Laman Yishmu. Now that's the pshat. If you want to tell me that the pshat from Laman Yilmadu means you have to be able to learn. And that means the person that can't talk, can't learn. So not talking means you can't learn. Now the Pasuk already said, Laman Yishmu, you have to be able to hear. For what purpose do you have to be able to hear? Because you have to be able to learn. So if you're telling me now, not talking, you can't learn, I know that from the word Laman Yishmu. What does they have to say Laman Yumadu for? El of the Pshat is like this, Elevadai Svirulei, Demandalai Mishtoyi Nami Gomer. The reason why I need a second pasuk is because if we would have just said lo yishmu, true, lo yishmu means if you can't hear, you're potter from the mitzvah. You know why? Because a person that can't hear can't learn, true. But a person that could hear, even though he can't talk, that person could learn. So therefore, from the word laman yishmu, I would think he has a chiv to come to mitzvah hakil. Because since he could hear, even though he can't talk, but that person could learn, so since he could learn from the pasuk Laman Yishmu, he's mechuyif to come up. Therefore, I need a second pasuk Laman Yilamedu. It means not Yumadu, but Laman Yilamedu. He has to be able to teach others. So it's not enough that you could learn. You have to be able to teach others. And a person that can't talk can't teach others, therefore he's potter. So therefore, that's how we know the kids are new halacha, a person that can't talk. Or else a person that can't hear, he's potter from the mitzvahs hakil. He doesn't have to go to hear when the melech reads Sefer Pashas Devarim. And there's a heck Yeshua, then he's potter from mitzvahs riyah. Like our Mishnah, kocha yovin, to be heard a regal, but I call upon him a cherish is potter. And a cherish doesn't only mean both, he's deaf and dumb. It means either one. He's just deaf or else he can't talk. If he can't, he... Omer Rav Tanchin. Tanchin says like this. Cheresh ba'ozno yachas. What about a person is deaf in one ear? One ear he can hear, one ear he can't. He holds potam in a riyah, a chiddush. He's also potam for the mitzvahs, oilu regal. When it comes to gimur regolim, he doesn't have to go to the Beis HaMikdash. Shenem, the pasuk says, bi'oznehem. You have to hear it with your two ears. So this is a p'tur mitzvahs hakel, but we learn out one from the other. For the Gemara, v'ahai bi'ozneim mi'boilei, that the pasuk says by Hakil, Hakil esom anoshim ataf, and the says l'man yishmu l'man yimudu, and shehir bi'ozneim. For the Gemara, mi'boilei bi'ozneim the kuli Yisrael. That means that the Melech has to speak in front of the whole Klal Yisrael. He has to say, read Pashas Devarim in front of everybody. That's what bi'ozneim means. Bi'ozneim means the kuli Yisrael, not that he has to hear with your two ears. And the Gemara know who me neged kol Yisrael. Now, the pasuk says he has to say it in front of the whole Klal Yisrael. So, what's the pshat from the pasuk bi'oznehem? That means you have to be able to hear it with your two ears. And if you only hear with one ear, you're potter from mitzvah hakel. For the Gemara, im me neged kol Yisrael havemina. I would have thought afagav de leishmiya. I would have thought just the pasuk that the melech has to say, read the pasha in front of the whole Klal Yisrael. So true. It's enough if the whole Klal Yisrael comes up, then he starts reading it. But who says everybody has to hear it? Maybe it's enough that he says it in front of everybody. But maybe you yate to the mitzvah even if you don't hear it. That's the avamina, afagav de lo shmiya. Therefore, kosa rachmona b'yazneyim. That's what the pasuk says, b'yazneyim. V'hu de mashmiya. That what that they have to be able to hear it. But maybe hearing means even what's on one ear is called hearing. The chiddush of b'yazneyim is, it's not enough to the melech to say in front of everybody, but he all has to hear it. But maybe even with one ear, since you could hear, you have the chiyah for the mitzvah. Have the Gemara know, Hahu me laman yishmu nafka. The pasuk says laman yishmu, you have to be able to hear. So that you hear, we know from the pasuk laman yishmu. So why does the pasuk say b'yazneyim, with the ears? It means to say you have to be able to hear with your two ears. But if you could only hear with one ear, you also potter for mitzvahs hakel, and who adin the hekesh will say that he's potter for mitzvahs ri also. Omer Rav Tanchum, chigo baragli achas. Let's say a person's lame with one leg. One leg is healthy, and one leg is lame. He also potter min aria, he's also potter to be early regular. He's potter min aria. Shenem, the pasuk says, regolim, shalosh regolim. So regolim means with your feet we dash it. Even though it means regolim, doesn't say shalosh pomim, it says shalosh regolim. So regolim means you have to use your two legs. Only somebody that can walk with his two legs has the mitzvah of the regal. If you can't walk with two legs, you potter. Fredi Gemara, for regolim iboile, prat la bale kabin. That's somebody else. Balei kabin, Rashi says, it means kishechotchu ragleim. A person Rachmon has had his feet chopped off. Nitnu kav kotin b'soif shuka. They put a wooden leg on him. V'naisnim by muchin b'soimech soif shuka alav. A person that has two wooden legs
How do we know he's potter to be on the regal? The mice, he could walk, he has two wooden legs. That's the Pasuk regola means you have to have your own feet. So Chur, we need regolem to say prat if his feet are amputated, is off. So how do we know that here that a person has his 2 feet? Just with 1 foot is lame, he can't walk, how do we know his potter? Have the Gemara who mi pomim nafka. It also says gimu pomim. From the word pomim, it also means you have to have your own feet. So from the word pomim, it also means feet. We know you have to have your own feet, and not if you have a wooden foot. From the word regolem, it means you have to be able to walk with your 2 feet. The Tanya we learned like this. Pomim, the Pasuk says pomim also. Ein pomim ela regolem. Pola means your feet. V'cheinu v'ayim in the Pasuk says in Shayohu, Tirmesena, Rogel, Ragli, Oni, Pame, Dalim. It means they'll uproot your feet, and your feet of an Oni, and Pame, Dalim is even the feet of poor people also. So Pame means, Regola means the feet. So since the Torah says sometimes, Gimur Pomim, that means you have to be able to walk with your own feet. So why does it say Gimur Regolim? Regolim means you have to be able to use your 2 feet. And if 1 foot is lame, you're part of a mitzvah's only regal. For Yom, another pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Ma yofu pamayich banolim bat nodiv. How nice are your steps when you're walking with your feet of banolim bat nodiv, of the princesses. We'll soon see what that means. Rashi pamecha banolim, alma babale manolim shachi pomin. That's all people that have feet, it's talking about his steps. Uvariya ksiv sholish pomim bashoni yiro kos chrucha. It says sholish pomim also. It says in Torah sometimes gimel regolim, and sometimes it says sholish pomim. So from the word pomim, we know you have to have your own feet. From the word gimel regolim means both have to be usable. Now, Dorish Rav, Rav Adashins. My disib, what does the person in Shir Hashirim say? Ma yofu pamayich, how nice are your steps, your feet. Banolim bas nodiv, of the shoes of a bas nodiv, of a prince. That means, kamen noyim ragleim sho Yisrael. How nice are the feet, the steps of Klai Yisrael. The shor sho'olim the regal. At the times when they go to the regal, like Hashem likes it, it's a nice mitzvah that you walk in to go to the Beis Hamikdash. Bas nodiv, what does the person mean, bas nodiv, the prince? Vita shel Avram Avinu. It means the daughter of Avram Avinu. Shenikra Nodiv. It was called Nodiv. That was Avram Avinu's daughter. Shrasha Shenikra Nodiv. Al Shem Shenodvo Liboy Lahake Boroi. That Kodesh Baruch Hu like donated his heart to be Makir Hashem L'Kfayt Shemayim. So that's why his daughter is called Nodiv. Shenem the Pasuk says Nedive Amim Nesofu. Am Elokei Avram. So Idashin Elokei Avram V'le Elokei Yitzchak V'Yakov. What does it mean, the Diva Yamim, the princesses, get together? That's the arm of the Elokei Avram. Why only Elokei Avram? The Moradashans, Elokei Avram, Shoye Tchila Legerim. Avram Avinu was the first one to be like a ger. Avram was Tchila Legerim. Rashi says, I didn't say it. Tosis learns, Pshat Tchila Legerim, Shenetzavu ala Mila Tfei, Mikol Arsim Shlefonov. How the Gerim means, like he was the first one to have a bris milah that made him into a yid, so he's called Tchilas the Gerim. Other first you learn that the whole yisoid of Avram Avinu, Tchilas the Gerim means, he was the first one to have the smidah of being misguided people. Like he was the first one to be makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not just for himself, but he went out to be misguided other people, to be mashpi upon other people. That's the pshat from Tchilas the Gerim. He was the first one to make Gerim in Klal Yisrael. That's why we dash in this pasuk, my yofu pamayich, banolim bas nodif. Weiter. Omer Rav Kana, Doresh Rav Nosim ba minyumi, Mishum Rebbe Tanchum, my dichsiv, what does the pasuk say in Bereshis? The habor, the bor they threw Yosef into, rake, it says it was empty, ain't by mine, there's no water there. So Omer is the kasha, mimashma shinem of a bor rake, since the pasuk says the bor, the pit, was empty. Is any day a shame by mayim? Don't I know there's no water there? Why does the pasuk have to say there's no water there? Ela the mardashins mayim ain't boy. There was no water there. Avu nechoshim v'yakrovim yesh boy. But there were snakes and scorpions were there. So trashi avu nechoshim v'yakrovim yesh boy. Lohoyu reik ela b'mayim was only empty from water. But I call upon them snakes were there. So we spoke out of all the pasha, the kasha, the mefarshim is that Reuven wanted to save Yosef. So Reuven said, let's not kill Yosef, but rather what should we do? Throw him into the boar. Amad the Maisa, how did he save Yosef? He threw him into the boar that had snakes and scorpions. The mal escaped, a snake, a scorpion, eats you up and kills you. So what was Reuven's big atzola? What did he go to save Yosef by throwing him into a boar that had snakes there? So some learned with the Gemara, Shabbos Mashma was deep 20 Amos, and they couldn't see it. So they didn't know the snakes were there. Shrep shot. Pasha, you throw your brother into a boar, you look down. The 20 Amos means the mal, you don't look there. But you could see what's doing 20 Amos lamalo. So here they threw Yosef into a boar. Mistalma, they looked there to see what's doing inside the boar. So they saw there were snakes there. So what did Reuven gain by throwing his brother into the snakes? The snakes would eat him up. So he spoke out, and some of Pasha want to learn. The pshat is that the Gemara says that was once a wild snake around the Mechnina Ben Dais's neighborhood. It was killing people. So what happened was, Yechnina ben Daisa went to the hole of the snake and put his foot on top of the snake, and the snake came up and bit him, and the snake died, not from the Yechnina. So the Gemara says, Yechnina says, from here we see, it's not the snake that kills you, it's the chet that kills you. If a person deserves to be killed, the snake will kill you. If you don't deserve to be killed, if you didn't do a chet, the snake can't kill you. So that's the Pshat Reuven also spoke out. Before Hashem say, the brothers, the Pshat was paskenois, that Yosef had a chiyuv misa. So Mel, they held the mechuyev to kill him. Reuven had a doubt if Yosef was mechuyev misa or not. He wasn't sure. So he figured, you know what I'll do? I'll throw him into this burn now that has the snakes there. And I'll see if the snakes eat him up, the Pshat did that he was mechuyev misa. So it's very good, he deserves to be killed. But on the pshat that he didn't do any chet Yosef, and he doesn't deserve to be killed, their brothers were for sure Yosef would be saved. So that's what Yosef saved Yosef. His saving wasn't the real saving, but Akoponim, he threw him into the boar to be seen if he deserves to be killed or not.
Alright, this drasha is a chumash. As well as good also, the Chazal would say, the first one went to save Yosef was Yehudah. Yehudah was the first one to save him.
So Kashra's eye, Reuven went to save him before. Tess's Reuven didn't go to save Yosef. Reuven just wanted to see if Yosef really deserves to be killed or not. That's why he threw him into this burrow with the snakes are there. The first one to went to save him was Yehuda. Right. Tana Rabbanan. Ma'isav Reb Yechanan ben Bruka. Reb Elazar ben Chasmo. Shehochu lahakpo p'nei Reb Yeshu b'pkiyin. They both went to be early regal mustam to see the Rebbe. They went to see Reb Yeshua the Rebbe. So when they came to the Rebbe of Yeshua, Omelhem, so the Rebbe said to them, to Rebbe Lezer and Chasmo, and Rebbe Yechon and Abruka, Machidu Shoy Beis HaMedrash, Hayoim, what the Kiddush did you Tamidim here in the Beis HaMedrash? So Omelhem, the answer back to the Rebbe, Talmidcho Anu, we your Talmidim, Omeimecho Anu Shoysim, from your water we drink? Like to say, you're the Rebbe, you're asking us what we learn new, we're coming to ask you for something. Is Amalem, so the Rebbe yes, Rebbe Shur answered back and said, no. Afa Pekin, even so, Iev Shalom Beis HaMedrash B'lo Chiddush. Even though I'm the Rebbe, but I call upon him, you in the Beis HaMedrash today, anytime you go into the Beis HaMedrash, Ms. Thomas, there's some Chiddush there, let me hear over what they were talking about today in the Beis HaMedrash. So he said, Shabbos Shumi Hoysa. Like, who was the Baal Darshan today? Who said the Drosha today? Who was the Rosh of this week? So remember, they said, Shabbos or Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah Hoysa. It was Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah Shabbos. What did he say in Jerusharon? Hagodah Hayyarim? Ormulus, he answered back to Pashas Hakel. He was talking about the Smitsis Hakel. You have a chiyuv to go to hear on the Yomtiv to hear the Kriyas HaTorah from the Melech. Umadorishba, what did he dashin? The Pasuk says, Hakel Esom. You have to gather together the whole nation. Who are Anoshim, the men, who are Anoshim, the ladies, who are Taf and the children. So the question is, Im anoshim boyim lumud. That's good. The men come to learn. Noshim boyis l'shemoya. What do the ladies come for? Just to hear. Even though they won't understand everything. So I call upon them to hear. They're coming out some Yerushimayim. They'll get something. Just l'shemoya. Mashma not to learn. Taiz brings down here. Noshim l'shemoya. Yom Rabbi Yishalmi. Deloike ben Azai. Diyom achayiv odin l'lame l'vita Torah. Ben Azai says, you have a chiyuv to teach your daughter Torah. And here it's Mashma, the daughters, the wives, did not come to learn Torah. They only came to hear. From hearing, you get Yerushimayim from hearing. So it's good, it's good why the ladies came also. But the Kashra is tough. Loma boy, what do you bring your children for? The young babies, they can't hear, they can't learn. What do you bring the babies to Mitzvah Hakel for? So Marian says, Kadelita and Tzchar Lameviyim. They give Tzchar to the parents that are bringing them. So the Sam Taz brings down the bottom here. The Yitzchal Mavim, the Yalzeh Somchu, Lovi Katana Beis HaKnesses. That's a ksas minig why people bring their young kids to the Beis Knesses. It's not like the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim says it was up to him to tell all parents leave their kids home. Kids belong home until they can start davening. When they're not a daven, they'll come to shul. As the Mali says, you start bringing the kids to shul when they're young, what they do in shul is they come to play. So they're grown up, they're brought up to know, you know what, shul is a playground. So when they come older, it's still a playground for them. He says, you ask him, he'll tell you, don't bring your kids to shul until they're old enough to daven. The playground should be at home. Go over here and you tell me, tell me, smash right, not like that. But he says, an Indian, to you have to bring your kids. All right. The Gemara says in Indian, they lead them tzchav revim. Vice versa, the parents that bring the kids get tzchav for bringing them. Vice versa, it's harder to come with your kids. It shows the chshivis, something that's so chashiv, you want to bring your whole family there. So you bring your kids there also, it shows that you're machshiv, you think very highly of this Indian, this mitzvah zakel, so it's tzchav for you also. Right. So Amar Lahem, so the Rebbe Yeshua answered back to them and said, Magolius Toivo Oisav Yotchem. You had a beautiful gem, a diamond you had here, this pshat. Uvikashtem Liovdin, you mean you want to lose it from me? But you should have told it to me right away. He's saying a very good pshat here. V'yoy Dorish, Deni Dashin Vaita. V'yoy Dorish, Potsuk says, as Hashem Her Ma'atu Hayoim. For Hashem Her Mircha Hayoim. Like we make Hashem great, and Hashem made us great. What does that mean? Omar Lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Atem asisuni chativ achas beilam. You made me like somebody special, the only one in the world. Vaniyes eschem chativ achas beilam. Hashem says, I'll make you also, Klai Yisrael, you back also, a special nation. What does that mean? Atem asisuni chativ achas beilam. You, Klai Yisrael, made me Hashem special, the siv, Shema Yisrael. Hashem lokeinu Hashem echod. We say that Hashem is echod, Hashem is special. So Hashem said back, I'll also make you back a special nation in the world. So now when the Pasuk says,